This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrate. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap. Shelley, I think it's been like 2 weeks since we've done a podcast. We had a little all-star break of our own.
Yeah, we were like double all-stars. Like we took a while off, but it was great. But it's, you know, good to be back talking with you, talking about the Red Sox.
Heck yeah. Been an interesting start to the second half with COVID postponement, rained out game that was played just long enough for the Yankees to take the lead. You know, not that I'm a conspiracy theorist, and then actual full-on rainouts. It's been a rocky start. So, if you're just joining us, this is the Red Sox Precap. We recap the series that just ended, preview the one that's about to start. So we are going to recap a two-game series, technically still in process. Did you see when the rainout is being made up? I had not seen anything yet.
Yeah, they're doing like a doubleheader. I think it's like August 8th or 7th or something like that. It's like whenever I think the next kind of Toronto Red Sox series is.
Cool. There we go. So we will have the final conclusion to that. And then we will preview four-game series, another four-gamer against the Yankees. But first up, game one here against the Blue Jays, Nick Pivetta versus Ross Stripling. And boy, did this one get out of hand quickly.
Yeah.
Ross Stripling hasn't had a great season, and it really just kind of got a whole lot worse as he was absolutely rocked in a third of an inning for six runs. And then Anthony Kay came in after him. It didn't get any better. And heading into the bottom of the second, it was 11-0. So thankfully for Nick Pivetta, that was enough. Who managed to get through 6 2/3, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks, did give up 11 hits, which was a lot of hits, and 4 runs. But obviously by that point, game was well out of hand. What did you think of Nick Pivetta's first start here after the break?
I really wasn't encouraged. I mean, I'm really glad that the offense, you know, just really teed off on the Blue Jays pitching in like the first like two innings, really just the third of an inning. I mean, I really feel bad for Ross Stripling, but I mean, he didn't look great, right? Like, he still gave up like so much contact. And it's like, yeah, it kind of sort of worked out this game, but I'm not feeling too great about it.
Yeah, 11 hits in 6 innings is a whole lot, and it's kind of actually lucky just to give up the 4. Yeah. It was nice to see that he didn't walk a ton of people, because when he's had his issues, he's kind of fallen back into his old ways there. Also really good to see Jaron Duran going opposite field for his first home run of his career.
Yeah.
He has been fun to watch so far. Got the night off tonight, but I think he's given them the jolt that they needed there. Well, I was gonna, you know, normally we do the multi-hit piece here. The Red Sox had a whole bunch. JD Martinez had a 4-hit game. Danny Santana, Plawecki had a couple hits. Kike Hernandez had a couple hits. Jaron Duran, as I mentioned, he had a home run. Hunter Renfroe had a grand slam.
Yeah.
I believe he did have himself a grand slam. Kike Hernandez, who was just continued to be on an absolute tear since the All-Star break, also had a home run, and Danny Santana, he added one as well. Well, actually, Kike Hernandez had 2 in that game. Lot of damage done on the home run ball here, getting to Toronto. Then, game 2, rained out. Game 3, or, well, I guess technically now game 2 tonight, Garrett Richards versus Robbie Ray. Shelley, this one seemed, coming into the night, rather lopsided. The good news for the Red Sox, they have a really good offense. And they were able to get to Robbie Ray early and kind of get him to fall into his old ways. They knocked 3 home runs off of Robbie Ray for 4 runs in five innings. And Garrett Richards, equal to the task, three home runs of his own in five and two-thirds, gave up four runs. So thankfully, the offense is able to bail Richards out, and Richards ended up being the pitcher of record for the game. Total, seven runs, five homers for the Red Sox tonight. What did you think of, first, Richards' performance and then of the bats?
I guess with Richards' performance, I guess it was okay. There was a couple times, especially in the first couple of innings, where he was looking okay. Like, he actually was able to, you know, throw some of those pre-sticky stuff curveballs that would just, you know, just fell off the cliff. And I'm like, okay. So I felt a little bit encouraged by, like, what I saw. Maybe not with the results. I mean, he still had the five strikeouts, only walked out one, only gave up, you know, just four hits. I guess it's okay. This is like the best that I felt about Garrett Richards since, you know, early June when the, you know, sticky stuff, you couldn't use it anymore. But, you know, just looking at the Richards line and Robbie Ray's line, which is eerily similar, which is crazy to actually look at. Yeah. This is not what I expected how this game was going to go.
Yeah. Garrett Richards, when he's been stung, it's been early in games.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see him, like all of his starts since the sticky stuff, he'd been giving up at least a run or two in the first inning every time. To see him start working into the third and not having to give up a run and really kind of scatter the hits, it's a weird one to make sense of, but you're right. It feels like it's his best performance since the sticky stuff ban. Because, yeah. Like, ran into some bad luck, giving up some homers, but it was only four hits. Didn't really walk anybody. Five strikeouts and a walk. Looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of seemed like it ran into some tough luck. But we will get into the pitching matchups for the Yankees series, and we've got a little something exciting to talk about there. So, for the purposes of this podcast, who is your MVP of the series, which of course won't be official for another couple weeks, but since we're recording now,
yeah.
Who you got?
I guess I'll go Kike Hernandez, since he hit three bombs in two games.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, I guess I'll go with him.
Yep, that was exactly my choice too. He has been hot since the All-Star break. I mean, it's been five games, but he was on a tear leading up to it and had, like, what was it, five leadoff home runs or three leadoff home runs in five games leading up to the break, and then has continued that. And really, since the break, he has a .300 average, .391 OBP, three homers.
Yeah,
he's walked three times, only struck out once. Looking good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll take a quick break, come back, and preview the Yankee series. All righty, up to the minute standings. Boston Red Sox still on top of the AL East. Tampa Bay a game behind as they had a walk-off win tonight. Yankees currently 7.5 back. They are tied with the Phillies in the top of the eighth. Phillies have runners on second and third with two outs. They just pushed a run across to tie it, so hopefully they can wrap that up. But as it stands, Yankees are 7.5 back, Blue Jays 8 back, Orioles 26.5. All right, four-game series against the Yankees. Just had what was supposed to be a four-game series turned into a three-game series, two-and-a-half-game series.
Yeah.
Pitching matches here, we got Tanner Houck going tomorrow in Game 1 versus Jordan Montgomery, Eduardo Rodriguez versus Garrett Cole, Nathan Eovaldi versus Jameson Taillon, and then Martin Perez versus Domingo Germán. So, first piece of business, Tanner Houck getting a start. I don't believe he is replacing anybody in the lineup. It feels like because of the run that they have coming up with a whole bunch of games in a row, it's probably just going to be tossed in there as like a six-man. I hope he gets more than one start, but what are your thoughts on him starting, and do you think they'll employ the six-man rotation, or do you think he is taking someone's spot in the rotation?
I think for right now, especially with Garrett Richards' game today, I don't think that he's really replacing anyone. I think they're just, you could be, because they have like so many games like in a row, I think they're just kind of going kind of sort of six man here for a bit. And it really depends on how well, one, how well Hauk does in this first game, and then honestly how well Richards and maybe Perez does going forward. Whether, you know, he'll move back into a, whether Hauk is going to move into like a starter's role or not be like a piggyback of one of those other two guys. That's kind of like my feeling.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like with this matchup here, I feel okay with it. I feel like I need to knock on wood before I say this or after I say this, but I'm not really scared of the Yankees lineup right now. So I'm totally okay with this.
Same. I saw a couple of people theorizing on Twitter that because Hauk was going tomorrow that he would slot into Garrett Richards' spot the next turn in the order, which would line up, but I agree with you. I don't think it's happening quite yet. Especially with all the talk leading up to Hauk being recalled, was that they wanted him for this stretch of games here all against the division, and they wanted to deploy him in a bunch of different ways. So I don't think he's taking anybody's spot yet. Yep. But he may. And you're right. I feel really great about these two. I mean, Taillon's not having a great year. The Red Sox have been able to get to Herman, and Perez has been pretty solid. If Erod is pitching the way that he pitched previously, you can go toe-to-toe with Cole. So I feel great about that. And then, obviously, everything we've seen from Hauk has been great. So I feel great about that, too. So this, I feel, this feels like the you know, they had a chance to bury them last weekend. It didn't work out. I guess I don't really blame them for how the series went. They shouldn't have played. The game that got called after six shouldn't even have been played.
Yep.
It was heavy rain. Should not have happened. They had the COVID postponement as well. It was kind of a mess of a series. So I feel like even though they technically dropped two out of three in the previous series, I feel pretty good about them going into this series. And this is a chance for them to really bury the Yankees this year and push them towards Sellers at the deadline, which would just be so delightful. So I feel confident. Who is your, what is your series prediction, and who is your prediction for series MVP?
I think we take 3 out of 4. I do think that as much as promising as the last couple of Erod starts have been, it's still Garrett Cole, and he has looked pretty darn good these last couple games. So I think that one's going to be a tough one, but I'm going to go 3 out of 4. Against the Yankees. And for MVP, I'm going with JD. He's looking pretty good right now.
That was also my pick. Yeah, he's been on fire too since the turn of the All-Star break. Again, it's only 5 games, but he's batting .444 with 2 homers, and both solo shots, ironically, but also 3 doubles. So he's got 8 hits and 5 of them for extra bases. He's having himself a nice start to the second half here. So he's also my pick. I'm going to go full sweep. I think they do it. I think they completely bury him.
Yes.
And Erod stifles Cole yet again. All right, that's going to do it for us. You can find both of us at Over the Monster, where we write stuff and do roundtables. You can also find both of us on Twitter. You can find me at Spoken Keats. You can find Shelly at ShellyV_643. Thanks so much for listening. We will be back again next week to recap this series and preview the series against Tampa, I believe.
Yep.
Great. I forgot to look at the schedule, so good pull. Thanks for listening.